Twitter suspends James O'Keefe. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 5, 2020. Undercover journalist and Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe was temporarily suspended from Twitter on Tuesday for a tweet he posted requesting the Washington Post correct the record on his reporting about the presidential primary campaign staff of Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. O'Keefe's Twitter account was locked on Tuesday due to a tweet he posted on January 22, which called on Dave Weigel of The Washington Post to correct one of Weigel's reports that contained incorrect information regarding Senator Sanders' campaign staffers, Kyle Jurek and Martin Weisberger, according to the Post Millennial. Retraction request, at Dave Weigel of at Washington Post, read O'Keefe's tweet. The subjects featured in #expose2020 are not Sanders volunteers. Both Kyle Jurek and Martin Weisberger are still paid employees of the Send Sanders campaign. Kindly retract another factually inaccurate bit of reporting, he added. O'Keefe was referring to Senator Bernie Sanders' 2020 campaign staffers, who were recently exposed in Project Veritas #expose2020 project via undercover videos showcasing them fantasizing about Soviet gulags and re-education camps for MAGA people, among other topics. Germany had to spend billions of dollars re-educating their fucking people to not be Nazis, Jurek can be heard saying in one of the videos. We're probably going to have to do the same fucking thing here. That's kind of what all Bernie's whole fucking like, hey. Free education for everybody because we're going to have to teach you to not be a fucking Nazi, he added. Jurek can also be heard praising gulags, insisting that people were actually paid a living wage in the gulags. They have conjugal visits in gulags. Gulags were meant for re-education. On Tuesday, O'Keefe received a message from Twitter informing him that his tweet calling on Weigel to correct his WAPO piece about the Sanders campaign employees had violated the platform's rules. We have determined that this account violated the Twitter rules. Read the notification from Twitter to O'Keefe. The message went on to inform O'Keefe that he had specifically violated the platform's rules against posting private information. You may not publish or post other people's private information without their express authorization and permission. Read the notification, which was sent to O'Keefe alongside a screenshot of his specific tweet in question. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.